We're about to enter the magical, what I always consider the magical world of Over the Rhine, a wonderful band from Cincinnati who've been on the show a couple of times in the past, and not for a while, and you've been doing various things, including putting together what turned into a double album called Ohio. I want to say hi to Linford Detweiler and Karen Berquist. Hi, good to see you all.
Hi, David.
Nice to be back.
Let's kind of, if we could sort of trace the beginnings of this record, because one of the things, it's your 10th project overall, right? And one of the things I was reading is that you kind of sat down looking at this and kind of had to decide, what are we going to do? Or do we want to do this? Is this what we're doing? I mean, you had some major questions at the beginning, right?
Yeah, I think I suppose everybody does a bit of soul searching going into a new project, just making sure that, you know, you still believe in what you do. There's still some spark there and all that. And I don't know. We're sort of late bloomers in that way. I think we've done a lot of questioning, you know, as to whether or not we would sort of get on to something more important eventually and leave our songs behind.
But you guys have had such a measure of artistic success along the way that I would expect it would be very hard to even consider leaving this behind.
It's pretty hard to imagine at this point. I mean, it's just, it feels so second nature, and I think we made peace with the fact that this is kind of what we do,
mm-hmm.
and probably is what we're going to do until, you know, we're in the nursing home.
Well, I do that all as preamble because what came out is a wonderful, sprawling album that that ended up as a double album. Didn't start out that way, huh?
No, that was not the point of departure. It sounds a bit self-indulgent, I admit, and it's a little embarrassing. But we knew we had a lot of songs. We thought maybe we would try to record at least part of an acoustic project and then a regular record. And we just found that we couldn't separate the songs. And there was a bit of urgency as we were making the record in terms of what was going on in the world. We felt some of that intensity, I think, as we were working, and it just ended up feeling like a body of work that we didn't want to really split down the middle.
Well, before we get too far, you brought this whole, there's this thing about double albums, and sometimes they're seen as really self-indulgent. But there are also some fabulous double albums out there.
Absolutely. Where have they all gone?
Right. So, I'm really glad that that everybody involved decided to put these all out together. I'd like to talk a little bit about why it's called Ohio and what Ohio means to you all, because it clearly has a real depth of meaning. Being where you're from, but what does Ohio mean? We'll start over here with Karen. What did the concept of Ohio mean for you in putting this together?
Well, as far as a title for the record, it was the one that made the most sense. It was actually the first song that we recorded for the project. It's a song called Ohio that I wrote about growing up in a small coal mining town in Ohio. And I think I wrote it because I just hit a point in my life where I stopped running from the things that you run from when you're old enough. I started to sort of turn back and maybe embrace some of the things, mistakes included, you know. And I think that's kind of what the song is about, just an acceptance of regret and mistakes and also mingled with good memories.
Some people get stuck in their hometown, but you've had the opportunity to leave and want to come back.
Mm-hmm.
Is that somewhat of what you're talking about there?
Yeah. When I go back to that town now, it's definitely a better experience. And there was a time when I couldn't go home. You know, it was just too. I don't know what I was running from, but I was obviously running from something. But now it feels different. It's a better feeling now, and I guess it's because I'm a little older and maybe wiser. I don't know.
We'll give you that. So the Ohio River runs right through Cincinnati, yeah. And where you guys are from. And did you live near that river growing up, Linford?
Not really, but it was sort of, you know, it was in the mix.
Yeah. Now, what about this giant shovel mine? You talk about living in a coal mining town, but it was like an open pit place, right? Am I confusing two different images here?
No, it was just strip mining. Mm. So we're talking mm. just hills being systematically sort of torn apart. Mm. And there was a drag line earth mover, the largest in the world, called Big Muskie, that we grew up sort of watching. And it was this very mysterious thing that I almost associated with God when I was a child, because you could see these lights off in the distance working at night. And it was massive, and it had a huge extension cord. It was actually electric. Oh, and I mean, that extension cord could like power a small city, but it was six stories high, bigger than a football field, and a single bite could rip out 325 tons of earth. And if you were able to get close enough, you would see those big yellow dump trucks driving up next to it, and they were like grasshopper size. Wow. And it was pretty surreal.
Wow. Well, we should tell parents with kids that it's okay to listen, because I don't believe this. It's featured that graphically in the songs, so it's okay. But Katie, you want to do Ohio to start off with?
Yeah, sure. This song is about a lot of those images when I first moved to that town and just growing up there. Thank you.
Berquist over the Rhine at the piano. Now, here's a question. Karen and Limper, do you have a piano in your place? You must.
We just got one.
We have have 3 pianos, thank you.
Really?
Yeah.
Wow. Just because you haven't driven sounds on different pianos? Or?
Absolutely. I tell you, the most underrated instrument in the world is the upright piano. So we've got one of those that I picked up at an auction. We've used that a lot, and I think of that as sort of a piano with a broken heart.
Mm-hmm.
And then John Lennon always played those little spinet pianos a lot of the time, so we picked up one of those, and that's up in the attic. I don't think the movers have ever forgiven me for that. And we recently, Karen has started playing the piano a lot more, and something about her playing, it just felt like we needed a real piano. I felt that way anyway, so we took the plunge and bought the old Steinway. Finally.
He's just justifying it. He wanted that Steinway for himself. Don't be fooled.
It's always the wife's fault. They're the big spenders.
Mm. So what kind of that's actually, I mean, I don't know how important it is, but that's a song that's actually on the first disc of this, and we're going to kind of move forward to one that would begin the when you flip things over on the second half. And anything we should know about what we're going to hear, Long Lost Brother?
Yeah, absolutely. The guy that we were recording with really encouraged us to make a simple record, and we recorded Ohio on an old 16-track analog 2-inch tape machine. And he actually said, just for kicks, pull out some of those early John Lennon records and listen to how spare they are. You know, bass, drums, piano, and one voice for the whole song. And it had been a while since I'd spent time there. And anyway, this song, I think, came out of some of that listening, as well as just some of the gospel music that we grew up with thrown into the mix. So this is called Long Lost Brother.
Anger.
I've been around. I invest in a man, a low cost dumping ground. Trouble is our soul exhaust. The plot you see, I think I've lost. I need the grace to find what can't be found.
Long Lost Brother, our guests are Over the Rhine. More coming up on the World Cafe. Back talking with Over the Rhine. Linford, you mentioned listening to gospel music. There's a lot of Jesus comes up in a number of songs on this record, but there's more than that. There's a whole feel of it. Maybe it's just, you know, the way you lay your hands on the Hammond B3 or whatever it is, a gospel feel to this record. And where does that come from?
Well, thanks. I take that as a compliment. I think naming the record Ohio again just had a lot to do with coming home for us, musically and otherwise. And I think I'm coming clean with the fact that I grew up with a lot of church music. My father was a minister, and it was always around. And he had the most diverse record collection, you know, Mahalia Jackson, you know, children's choirs, whatever. And I think we're just kind of letting it out a little bit. But as far as the Jesus thing, Flannery O'Connor had a wonderful line where she referred to the South as a Christ-haunted place. And I think of our music as Christ-haunted, for sure.
It definitely seems to be in there. There's also there's a power in gospel music that I think it seems to be a gospel revival among fans of, you know, non-gospel fans. I'm thinking of there's been a whole tribute to Sister Rosetta Tharpe.
Right.
There's of course, the Blind Boys and now the Dixie Hummingbirds have wonderful new records out. And there is an incredible power in that music, believe or not.
Absolutely. I mean, we stopped in Al Green's church one time when we were in Memphis, and he happened to be there. And he's one of those few performers, you know, that has to physically quit performing to get his joy under control. And I've always loved that. And you know, believe it or not, I've started to think of Karen as taking a more soulful approach, or thinking of her as more of a soul singer, and it made a lot of stuff come into focus for me.
Oh, well, it certainly does on this record. I would definitely agree with that on this. So let's hear some more of it. You want to do She?
Yeah.
tried every trick. She's so sick of thinking about it. What's so special about you? You're an egg she's learned to crave. You're a blade too dull to rake. But she
She, another one from Ohio, the new double Over the Rhine disc, and we're having a chance to hear these tunes live today from Indre Studios on the Cafe. You're another one of those bands that has a pretty good following in Europe, and American bands in Europe seem to, of a certain ilk, seem to really gather people. Do you have a handle on how that happens?
Well, it's funny. We've been playing festivals in Europe since before we were signed, but we finally got a real record released over there on our last project. Virgin just put it out in Europe, and so we went over there, and there were these rooms full of journalists saying, "Where have you guys been?" You know, especially in Germany.
Huh.
We'd never played Germany before, and with a name like Over the Rhine, they were like, and it was funny that a lot of them wanted to argue that our whole vibe was way more European than American.
That's
so we wanted to set the record straight with Ohio that we are an American band.
I don't know how they'll embrace this one.
Yeah, really. I think they'll probably get into that. Yeah, that's fascinating. You're going to do a song I just absolutely love, which is on the second half of the disc, and which anything we should know about Cruel and Pretty. I just love your singing on this one. That's great.
Thank you so much.
Yeah, I think it's funny because I wrote this one and Karen kind of said, "What are you thinking?"
Every now and then there'll be a song or two that I'm like, I don't know what to do with this, you know. And Paul Mahern said, "Well, just sing it." And so that's what happened.
There you go.
I'm glad you liked it. It's an odd little number.
Yeah.
That's Cruel and Pretty, another one from Over the Rhine, who are much more than just Linford Detweiler and Karen Berquist. Who's playing with you today?
That's right. On guitar from Jackson, Mississippi, is Paul Smokey Moak. He plays all kinds of stuff live, too. Sitar, all kinds of stuff. You got to see this guy. On the drums from Dallas, Texas, and he played on Ohio. That's Will Sales back there. And on the bass is from Boston. He's rooting for his team right now. Is Rick Plant. He's done a lot of work with Buddy and Julie Miller. So we've got this amazing band with us.
Well, congratulations on their win. It was really great to see the Red Sox win the World Series. We feel for you. It's too bad that the Sox didn't do it this year, but thank you all so much for coming in and doing this today. It's really, really a whole lot of fun.
Thank you so much.
Thanks
for having
us back.
David.
Yeah.
That new Over the Rhine album, Ohio, is available at our World Cafe CD store on the web at worldcafecds.com. The University of Pennsylvania supports the World Cafe on XPN. Located in Philadelphia, Penn offers a tradition of academic scholarship and research within a diverse educational community. Penn, crossing academic boundaries in the pursuit of knowledge. For more information, the website is penn.edu. Additional support for the World Cafe is provided in part by the members of the World Cafe affiliates nationwide, including KSLU in Hammond, Louisiana, and WFPK in Louisville, Kentucky. Shows produced at WXPN from the University of Pennsylvania in Philadelphia. I'm David Dye. This is PRI Public Radio International.